Praise 100.9, 92.7 is Fab Friday. Let's take a look ahead at this weekend's sports. It's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie, and what's going on, Queen City? The Carolina Panthers are taking on a 3-3 St. Louis Rams team, and they have a second shot at becoming a 500 football team as they hope to become 3-3 at the end of the contest. Panthers 1-1 this season at home, and if they hope to be a playoff contender, they will have to indeed win at home. They currently boast the number 3 ranked defense in all of the league, giving up 230 yards over the past 3 games and creating 8 turnovers against a Rams team that is currently looking for an identity. Now, the Panthers' success Sunday could come from finding it by way of the ground attack. The Rams are surrendering an average of 165 yards per game over the last 4 games, so D'Angelo Williams and crew should be licking their chops. The last time these two teams met was in 2010 in a Rams victory, and the Panthers will look to return the favor this Sunday at 1 p.m. College football, the local lineup, you got some great games. The Carolina Tar Heels, North Carolina that is, lost a heartbreaker in the final seconds to the 10th-ranked Miami Hurricanes, 27-23, to crank up the college football weekend. And other games this weekend, the headliner, the big game, the number 3-ranked Clemson Tigers will be at home taking on the number 5 Florida State Seminoles. You got Heisman implications, national championship implications, the biggest game perhaps and ACC history this weekend. Other games, Wake Forest will exchange pleasantries with the Maryland Terrapins. Duke will take on the Virginia Cavaliers. The South Carolina Gamecocks travel to Tennessee. Appalachian State will battle Furman. Davidson plays Marist. And Charlotte has the weekend off, and the Johnson C. Smith Golden Bulls will take on Fayetteville State. And NASCAR, they will head to Talladega for the big race on Sunday. The Bobcats will take on the Dallas Mavericks on Saturday from Greensboro. 2 more games left in preseason action before things start counting for real. And you got high school football going on everywhere tonight. So get out and go check out some of your local high school football action. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
Awesome. Thanks, Wes. We'll catch up with you Monday and see what those results were.
All right.
You're listening to Praise 100.9 and 92.7.